This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden has dropped out of the 2024 U.S. presidential race. He just released a statement with, quote, "I know none of this could have been done without you, the American people. Together, we overcame a once-in-a-century pandemic and worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president, and while it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term. I will speak to the nation later this week in more detail about my decision. For now, let me express my deepest gratitude to all those who have worked so hard to see me reelected. I want to thank Vice President Kamala Harris for being an extraordinary partner in all this work, and let me express my heartfelt appreciation to the American people for the faith and trust you have placed in me. I believe today what I always have, that there is nothing America can't do when we do it together. We just have to remember we are the United States of America." No further information is currently available, but Joe Biden has dropped out of the U.S. presidential race against Republican Donald Trump. Israel and Yemen's Houthi rebels have been trading fire the past 24 hours. Reuters' Angela Johnson reports.
The movement's main television outlet said oil facilities and a power station at the port were targeted and that there were fatalities, as well as scores of people wounded. Israel's military said its F-15 fighter jets hit Houthi military targets and said these images show a jet taking off for the operation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the port was an entry point for deadly weapons for the Houthis from Iran. Israeli officials said the Yemen strike came after more than 200 Houthi attacks on Israel.
Reuters' Angela Johnston. The United States Secret Service acknowledges that it denied some past requests by Donald Trump's campaign for tighter security. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
After the July 13th assassination attempt on Donald Trump while he was speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Take a look at what happened.
The Secret Service denied rejecting requests from his team for increased security. Now the agency acknowledging it had turned back some requests in the years before the shooting, in which Trump says a bullet pierced his ear and a rally attendee was killed. House Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says the job of the Secret Service is protection.
It's the number one job of the Secret Service, not anything else. And I think Director Cheadle has shown the world and said that she has different priorities. She needs to go.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle expected to appear Monday at a congressional hearing on the matter. I'm Julie Walker.
Bangladesh's top court has scaled back a controversial quota system for government job applicants after it led to nationwide unrest and deadly clashes between police and protesters that have killed over 100 people. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Supreme Court, in its verdict, ordered 93% of the government jobs to be called on a merit-based system, with only 5% reserved for relatives of veterans who fought in Bangladesh's War of Independence in 1971 and other categories. Earlier, the system reserved 30% of the jobs for veterans' relatives. Sunday's verdict comes after weeks of demonstrations that turned deadly this week. Authorities have not shared any official numbers of those killed, but local media have reported over 100 dead. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
With AI, jets, and police squadrons, Paris is securing the Olympics. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
The head of the Paris Olympics boldly declared that France's capital would be the safest place in the world when the games open. Squadrons of police are patrolling Paris streets and fighter jets and soldiers are ready to scramble. An imposing metal fence security cordon has been erected on both sides of the River Seine that will star in the opening show. Tony Estanguet stands by his prediction, ensuring now that security is a priority.
There is an unprecedented system of security in our country and in Paris particularly.
The focus on security comes as Paris has repeatedly suffered bloody extremist attacks and international tensions are high because of the war in Ukraine and the situation in Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.